We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Chol HaMoed, Halacha Dalet, Paragraph Yud Gimel. Ki zeh yodua mavur leil mizeh. This is known, and we've spoken about this earlier, Shehabal Dovor v'Sitrachro Misoyerim u'Mizgabrim b'chol pam yoiser, that the Sitrachra and the Soton keep coming back every time. No, they're not finished in one shot, and they're not finished in one year. Every time we're machnia them, they keep coming back and they keep trying to even harder. Afal pi shekvar hichniu oisam mioid al yidei atfilo bebechinas dinanal. Despite the fact that we've already succeeded a lot in weakening them through the tefila bebechinas din, ad shehuchruchu lohoki hakoyz harbe gam mikirbom ubitnom, to the point where the sitracher was forced to return to the Kedusha and to vomit up not only what they swallowed, but even to vomit up their insides, their guts, as we say. Afal pikein heim choizrim u'mesoyrim b'chol pam. However, unfortunately, they keep coming back. They keep trying again. Bebchinas kekelev sheshov al kiyoy, as the expression that we have in the Gemara about a dog who returns to his filth. V'alkein kol elu hanafoshois shehikia sitrachro tzrichim adayin tikunim harbe urefuois harbe. And this is one of the reasons why these nafoshois, which were originally swallowed up by the sitrachra, and now the sitrachra was forced to spit them out, they require many tikunim and many refuas, many cures. Ki bevadai afilu achar shehikiois masitrachra adayin hem chalushim oid meachar shehoyu bein shineihem. Because even after the sitrachra has spit them up, they're still very weak because of the fact that they were inside the bowels of the sitrachra, you know. Ubifrat ki hem adayin balei bchira, and especially since as long as they're living in this physical world, they still have free choice. Vabaldovar mizgara ato bohem harbe biyoyser ki yadua, and the soton tries even harder now to force them back, you know, to get them to fall again. V'alkein adayin tzrichin yeshuois urefuois v'tikunim harbe. Therefore, these nefoshois still require many yeshuois and refuois and tikunim. V'ikar tikunim urefuasom alidei b'chinas urefuois haner sham batoran al ba'ois vov. And their main tikun and their main refuah is based on what Rabbeinu Zal writes in the Torah Tiku Toichocho, that this whole halacha is based on the Torah Ches in Likutei Moran Tanina in paragraph Vov, Al Posuk Uval Yoimer Shochein Cholisi. There Rabbeinu Zal quotes this pasuk and he expounds on it a lot. Ayin shom ho inyan haniflo vanoira mo'oid mo'id, mashikosav shom be'inyan toisvois hashcheinim. Look over there, see the awesome, wondrous thing that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about, what's accomplished when an additional person comes and joins a group of people that are involved in doing a mitzvah, in learning and davening, especially the kibbutz of the tzaddik. When a person becomes a new neighbor, v'ayin b'mekoymois shedibarnu b'zeh b'yarnu k'tzas v'inyin anoy razeh, look in Likutei Halachos, in different places where we've already expounded on this topic quite a bit. V'haklal, but for now Rav Nosson Zal summarizes it for us. She'ikar tikun kol nefesh v'nefesh hu kishe zoiche lehishtade liois shochen lehakibutz hakodoy shel Yisrael b'mokoyim shemeskapsim shom lasoik betfilo be'emes. The main tikun of every single Jew is when that person tries as hard as they can to become a neighbor, to join up with the kibbutz hakodesh of Jews, wherever they're gathering together to be involved in davening Tashem for real, real tefillah. Ki al yedei ma shenitoisev shochein la kibbutz hakodesh shel Yisrael, because when a new neighbor comes and joins that gathering, nasin shiashuim gedoilim v'nefloim moed lamala, this creates incredible, incredible pleasure up in heaven. Ki nisrabin habatim harbe moed, because the binyonim of Kedusha, the structures of Kedusha that are being built in heaven as a result of our mitzvahs, multiply and remultiply and remultiply every time a new person gets added. It works on a level called factorial, where each new person that gets added, for example, let's say when you have three people, or let's say you have two people, they can form two different combinations. Let's say you have A and B. A and B can be formatted as AB or BA. When you have three people, ABC, you can make six different combinations. Four people can make 24 different combinations. Five people, it becomes 120. Six becomes 720. Seven becomes 7 times 720. Eight becomes 8 times that number. Each time it keeps multiplying, and it gets into the billions and trillions and incredible numbers. Because the batim, the number of batim that are generated when people get together to do a mitzvah, are so great that mamish you can't even count. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, based on the Sefer Yetzirah. And it's through this, it's by joining up with this gathering, this is what ensures the main refuah for a Jew, Begashmias and Baruchnias. Bibchinas uval yoimer shochein cholisi, kamoshikosushum. As the pasuk says there, that the neighbor will not say, I am sick, meaning he'll be cured, the person will be cured, Baruchnias and Begashmias, by joining this kibbutz hakodesh. And that's why, as we mentioned earlier, the main tikkun is through building the Beis Hamikdash. Ki ikar binyan Beis Hamikdash nivne al yedei toisefes hashcheinim. Because the underlying foundation of building the Beis Hamikdash is this adding of new neighbors. Shaydei zeh nisrabim habatim lamalo harbe moid. This is what generates a multitude of new batim above in heaven, and that's what makes it possible for the Beis Hamikdash below here on earth to be built. Because it's known in our teachings, shelamato kishoilin leize kedusha kechut hasayro hiyekora yoiser mealofim varivavoy salamo islamalo. Because when a person in this physical world moves a hair, moves a drop, it's more precious to Hashem, it accomplishes more, and it generates more light, more heavenly light, than thousands and tens of thousands of heavenly worlds, of things going on in the upper worlds where there is no Bechira. As is brought in the story that appears after the Sipurei Maaseis, there are some appendixes like to the 13 main stories that Rabbeinu Zal told, and one of them speaks about a great tzaddik who fell into atzlus, who got very, very depressed, and he couldn't find what to be mechazik himself with. And then he thought of the fact, Sheloya Sanigoi, and Rabbeinu Zal shows in that story how this tzaddik was able to see afterwards that when he moved a millimeter, a tiny, tiny drop down here below, in heaven, he was moving thousands and thousands of miles. V'chol zehu b'chinas Chanukah, and all of this is tied into Chanukah. Shehu Chanukas habeis hamikdash. One of the reasons why that holiday is called Chanukah is because that's when they reinitiated the Beis Hamikdash. Ki oz mamshichim he'oro gedoy l'alide adlokas ner Chanukah. Because on that holiday we draw a very great light by doing the mitzvah of lighting the candles. Ad shemeirin horas hatzadik v'hatoira b'chol hoylam kuloi, whereby we draw the great light of the tzaddik and the Torah into the world and spread it over the entire world, ad shemekatshin kol hamakoymoy sorechoykim v'anemuchim b'yoser, to the point where we're able to sanctify even the furthest, the most remote places and the lowest places spiritually, bibchinas yemei hachoil mamish, which are symbolized by weekday, complete weekday. We know that Chanukah is a holiday that takes place mamash in the weekdays. You know, it's not like Chol HaMoed, it's not like Yontif, not like Shabbos. Shezer bibchinas hamshochas kedusha Shabbos limei hachoil. This is the concept of drawing a very high level light that's compared to the holiness of Shabbos into the weekdays. Hamshochas kedushas habeis hamikdash L'chutz loretz, l'chol ha'makom yischar k'moim, which corresponds to drawing the great light and holiness of the Beis HaMikdash, the holy temple, the holiest place in Eretz Yisrael, drawing it into chutz loretz, to the most far out and remote places. Ka'idei b'chinas he'ora ha'gedoyla shel Chanukah, Meirin b'kol ha'rechoikim hu emunah k'dosha, because through the great light that shines on this holiday of Chanukah, we extend this light to those people who are furthest away from faith in Hashem. Ad shebo'im kol ha'rechoikim v'nitvasfen al kibbutz ha'kodosh. And thereby, this causes those people who are furthest away from the Kedusha to gather in, to be gathered in and be brought close to the holy gathering of Jews, of religious Jews. And this causes the number of heavenly structures to be multiplied infinitely. This generates the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And that's why this holiday is called Chanukah, representing the fact that by us lighting the candles on this great holiday, this brings about a renewal of the Beis HaMikdash. So it's not only commemorating the past, the initiation ceremony of the Beis HaMikdash of the past, but it's telling us that when we light these Hanukkah candles, each and every one of us, we're actually taking steps towards rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash.